Welcome back to another episode of the Jacob Johnston Show. It's Father's Day, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time up front giving you updates or any type of announcements. I'm just going to go ahead and dive in to what is sure to be a short episode. So let's go ahead with the first article here. A federal court ruled against the Biden administration on immigration, says can't release illegals into the U.S., according to Just the News. A federal judge in Texas ruled against the Biden administration in a lawsuit brought by Texas and Louisiana over the administration's releasing criminal illegal aliens into the U.S. instead of deporting them. They issued a 96-page opinion in favor of Texas and Louisiana, vacating a memorandum issued by the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. The ruling comes after law enforcement officers involved in Texas Operation Lone Star have made a record number of arrests of violent offenders with cartel and gang connections. So on the one hand, this is supposed to be really good news, something that we can celebrate. As we know, the border has collapsed under the Biden administration. We are basically, by all definition, under invasion at the border. And the Biden administration has basically said, open borders. Anybody who wants to come to the United States, just cross our borders. Doesn't matter what the law says. And we will transport you around the United States in order to let you be able to stay here. And what the Biden administration has been doing is trying to flood red states with illegal immigrants. Now, there's two reasons for that. One is because blue states can't handle any more illegal immigrants. They're already collapsing. And so by flooding red states with illegal immigrants, it creates a problem in the red states that the Democrats are imposing on us. And then he'll be able to turn around and go, well, you know, the red states aren't doing any better. You know, the red states, you know, they are in such a mess, but they would only be in such a mess because of the Biden administration. But the media and all that would parrot what the Biden administration would be trying to say and trying to push the propaganda. This is what the Democrats do. They create a mess. Then they try to blame it on everyone else, as we have seen with the Biden administration. Heck, we saw it with the Obama administration. Every time their policies fail, they try to blame anybody and everybody else, especially their political opponents, and then suggest that only they would be able to solve the problem that they themselves created if we just surrender more of our money, rights, and freedoms. Now, we want to be able to celebrate this as a victory, right? We want to be able to say, hey, this is great. The judge ruled on our side. Illegal immigration is not going to be allowed to continue unfettered. They're not going to be able to flood red states because we know with their idea of demographic destiny, after they flood the red states with a bunch of illegal immigrants, they're expecting to be able to pass amnesty and flip the red states blue. You know, if you can't get the voters to vote for you, replace the voters. That is the idea here. And we're thinking, yes, yes, we have a situation here that is going to put an end to that, and therefore we should celebrate. Well, not so fast. Because also this week, as reported by Hot Air, the Biden White House celebrates 10th anniversary of Obama's illegal DACA program. Former President Barack Obama is weighing in on the 10th anniversary of DACA, a program he put in place for illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children. The reason for giving them special breaks is because they were brought here not by their choice, but by the choice made by their parents. The program was always meant to be temporary, but to listen to Obama today, it's clear that he'd like the program to be permanent. Yes, that's right. DACA, a program that is clearly illegal and blatantly unconstitutional, has been allowed to stay in place for 10 years. Now, they're trying to say, well, this is because these are immigrants that were brought here as children. They weren't brought here under their own free will. They were brought here by their parents, and therefore, they must give special treatment, and we must be willing to let them stay here. But the problem with this, and the problem with DACA has always been, it's basically obligating the United States to make good on the promises made by those children's parents. And it's basically rewarding the parents for illegal behavior by giving them or their children what it is the parents wanted for their children. It's basically like saying, if you rob a bank and you get that money to your children before you get arrested, your kids get to keep it. That's what DACA is basically saying to illegal immigrants. Even if the parents end up getting deported, at least your kids will have a better life. And any parent who cares about their kids, well, that's all important to them. They don't care what happens to them as parents. They only care about being able to provide a better future for their kids. And so DACA is rewarding them for breaking our laws. Now, while we want to be able to say that it's time to celebrate because the judge in Texas ruled against the Biden administration on transporting illegal immigrants to red states and not enforcing our immigration laws, the fact that DACA is still around after 10 years just goes to show that there really isn't much to celebrate about, because we still have this illegal program. And remember, Trump did try to get rid of DACA at one point, and some judge, and I think actually maybe even the Supreme Court, now that I think about it, ruled that, well, he couldn't just do away with it because it didn't go through the Administrative Procedures Act like it was supposed to. Okay, but do you really need to go through the Administrative Procedures Act to get rid of something that is illegal and unconstitutional? Something that had no authority to implement anyways. And Biden, I mean, not Biden, but Obama, did he really go through the Administrative Procedures Act? Probably not. I doubt it. How would it get through the Administrative Procedure Act to implement a blatantly unconstitutional and illegal program? So what they're trying to say here is that if you're a Democrat and you hold a position in the White House as president, you have legislative authority. You are the end-all, be-all. You're the dictator. You're the tyrant. You have unlimited authority. But if you're a Republican, you do not even have so much a power as to undo illegal and unconstitutional acts by your predecessor. And that is sad. And so as long as DACA is in place, there really isn't anything to celebrate when it comes to illegal immigration, because more and more illegal immigrants are going to be continually added to DACA, which is just saying, hey, we don't have an illegal immigrant problem, is what the Democrats are going to say. These are all here legally. They're all given work permits. Hey, you know, this is good for the country, is what they're going to claim. And they're going to try and claim it's legal what they are doing, even though it's blatantly illegal. So do not celebrate yet. Do not celebrate as if we are making any progress whatsoever, because we're really not. All right. Now let's get into the last bit of this short Father's Day episode. So as you know, the legislature is taking a look at gun control. And surprise, surprise, Senator Mitch McConnell praises Senate gun control agreement, according to the Epoch Times. Is there any time McConnell really doesn't fall over himself to try and sell out and stab Republicans or conservatives in the back? Anyways, the article reads, the top Republican in the Senate on June 12th praised the bipartisan agreement reached on gun control, the compromise announced hours earlier, including giving funding to states that impose so-called red flag laws, shows the value of dialogue and cooperation. Okay, so Mitch McConnell is praising a gun control agreement that violates the Constitution. He sold out conservatives. He sold out Republicans. He sold out the Constitution, praising gun control, which is blatantly unconstitutional. But this is where I want to get into the red flag laws, because those are blatantly unconstitutional. Because let's take a look at what a red flag law is. It's basically saying that anybody can make an accusation without evidence against someone who owns a gun, right? Or whatever situation for the red flag law, but let's say in the context of gun control. So you see someone who is a gun owner, and you're anti-gun, you want to get rid of the Second Amendment, you make an accusation, you don't even need evidence or proof of anything you accuse the person of. And what happens? The government comes in and strips you of your Second Amendment right, confiscating your guns. And then you'll eventually have to go to court in order to get your guns back, which is going to cost you a lot of money. Now, and at the same time this is going on, you got to remember that all of this is done without any due process. So it's already violating your constitutional right to due process. And secondly, and most egregiously, you haven't even committed a crime yet. So what they are saying is, even though you haven't committed a crime, we are going to step in, violate your constitutional right to due process in order to strip you of your Second Amendment rights. And somehow they're going to claim that this has any type of legality to it. It has absolutely zero legality to it. Red flag laws are blatant violations of the Constitution because you are punishing people who haven't committed any crimes and denying them due process as you're doing it. Now, another issue with the red flag laws is, what's a red flag? You know, they keep things vague. And remember, Democrats are going to go off and they're going to redefine any terms, twist, reimagine the interpretation of what they consider to be a red flag, just like they reimagine the interpretation of Title IX to include transgenderism, or reimagine or reinterpret anything to fit their agenda so that they can circumvent the legislative process and basically legislate from the White House or the administrative state. So what is a red flag? Well, if you ask a Democrat, their main point will be a red flag is if you disagree with them on anything, or just being a Republican is a red flag. Think about this. When you go through, you take a look at the Democrats as they speak. What are they trying to tell you? The biggest threat facing America is the MAGA crowd, is Republicans. The Republicans have become the most extremist organization in the history of the United States, according to the Democrats. Well, if you believe that, that Republicans have become an extremist organization, then just by identifying as a Republican, you can make the argument that that's a red flag. You are a danger to the community, and therefore we need to strip you of your guns. Meanwhile, you take a look at the administrative state, you know, whether it's the FBI and so forth, and you realize a few other patterns here. Just a few headlines that I want to mention. Former FBI agent assesses outcome of Sussman acquittal's impact on Durham's investigation. Remember, the FBI was used to target former President Donald Trump as a candidate, and then after he was inaugurated into office to try and overthrow him, and they've gotten away with zero punishment, and they used a knowingly fraudulent document. Zero punishment for that. Or another article here, Oregon pro-life pregnancy center set on fire in suspicious attack. And yet, do you see anybody from the Justice Department or anything investigating that as a hate crime, as an act of terror, or in any way looking to find and arrest those who did that? No, of course not. Not any more than they were and going through and trying to get Antifa and Black Lives Matter for burning down cities across the country, demanding that they get the election results that they want, or they're going to keep burning things down. Horowitz, you know, according to the Blaze, the need for state to thwart federal prosecution of political opponents, you know, being able to find a way to stop political prosecutions. The fact that political prosecutions have reached the point where we are now having to find ways in which the state can thwart the federal government from engaging in political prosecutions. That's a sign of a horrifying time. Or Democrats squirm as CNN host grills him for evidence of claims that GOP lawmakers sought pardons after January 6th. So they're trying to say that, you know, the Republicans tried to seek pardons after January 6th, trying to insinuate that elected Republicans engaged in a crime. and so forth. So think about that. When the Democrats go off on a criminal rampage, burning down cities or using the government to target political opponents, no. There's no problem there. There's no investigation, no arrests. Nobody is ever punished for anything. And if by some miracle any of them get charged with anything, well, the courts will make sure to let them go. Because the view is that Republicans are somehow a threat to democracy by saying we should follow the Constitution and have the government limited on their impacts in our daily life, shouldn't have control over every aspect of our lives. Somehow that's extremist. But Democrats taking to the streets, burning down cities, burning down businesses that they disagree with politically, engaging in not only violence, but acts of domestic terrorism. Oh, that's First Amendment. People speaking out about the corrupt election of 2020, or just supporting the former president, Donald Trump. That's extremist. We need to make sure we arrest those people. You know, they lie about January 6th. We already know that was a false flag operation. It doesn't matter. So when you take a look at the problem with the red flag laws, you realize that they're unconstitutional. They violate your constitutional rights. They punish you for no crimes. And you know that it's only going to be interpreted to try and target Republicans in order to engage in gun confiscation. And what Democrats are going to do is they're just going to report, anything, or not even report. They're just going to make up accusations against Republicans. The government will come and take your guns, and then you got to spend thousands of dollars in order to get your Second Amendment rights restored, even though you haven't even committed any crimes. Right? And all of that is to say that you will also have to spend thousands of more dollars to get your other constitutional rights restored, such as due process. And after you already win one case, what's going to happen? There's going to be another person who's going to make an accusation, and they're going to keep doing that until you're so bankrupt that you can't afford to defend your constitutional rights. And therefore, the less money that you have, the faster the gun confiscation is going to occur. Because what happens when they come in under a false allegation, takes away your guns under a red flag, and you don't have the money to fight it? You have been stripped of multiple constitutional rights, and you haven't even done anything wrong. And they're going to try and claim that that is legal. And Mitch McConnell is supporting this. Mitch McConnell praises bipartisan legislation that would support such action. That is sickening. McConnell needs to go. He's needed to go a long time ago. But this is just further evidence that he needs to be replaced. So if you're in Kentucky, I know there's not an option for a recall election, but if you're in Kentucky, you would be wanting to take a look at when he is up for re-election and start planning on a primary challenge to get rid of him. Because we're never going to make any big strides here, any real big movements forward in the conservative movement, so long as you have people like Mitch McConnell at the leadership determining what will and will not get through, because in the end, Mitch McConnell is more liberal than he is conservative. All right, so that's it for this short episode. I'd like to thank you so much for watching in. Hopefully you understand why gun control, even if it's just a red flag law, is a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea. And let's face it, the Second Amendment is for we the people to defend ourselves from the government becoming tyrannical. All right, so thank you so much, and I will be back again next week.